Welcome to Making America Strong Again, the only program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Join fellow patriots as we rediscover our past, reignite our future, and celebrate America now.
Welcome to Making America Strong Again. This is Steve Olds. It's my privilege to be with you from our studios in South Florida. I want to thank all of you who are listening to the iHeart Radio app across the country, as well as those who are downloading our Patriot podcasts at patriotpodcast.com and listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks very much for sharing this with those you know and promoting the show. There's so much that's going on in America right now. It is great to be able to visit with you and start to look at opportunities to make the idea of creating a better place to live actually come to life. There are a lot of folks right now that are facing a lot of challenges, a lot of folks that are looking at the political season and getting all freaked out about that. But at a deeper level, people are concerned about their own future. They're concerned about their homes, their finances. They're concerned about their children and grandchildren. And when we talk about the idea of making America strong again, that phrase is something we started using in several years ago in April of 2014 before the political season kicked off. And it was a way to begin to talk about how we felt about the future, how we could look at what's going on in the country and really focus on doing something that could make a difference. Because we found there was a common trend among many people who were frustrated, but they were beyond frustrated. They wanted to do something that would be productive. There are many people in America right now that come from different backgrounds, different experiences, and they are looking for a way to come together. Because as you know, not only are we dealing with economic challenges, but we're dealing with probably a higher level of division than many of us have seen in our lifetime in the country. There are lots of reasons for it, and I'm not going to go down a political rabbit trail, but the fact is that there are groups in our nation that would prefer and they benefit from division. They benefit from strife. They don't buy into what our founders did. There are people in our country right now who focus on bringing people together. They focus on creating value. They focus on inspiring others. They focus on teamwork. They focus on serving each other, their communities, and ultimately the country. There are many of you who are educators, and you may not have a formal teaching degree, but you're educating your children in your home, whether they're preschool or in school. Maybe some of you are homeschooling. There are professional teachers that are listening to our program, who are investing their entire careers in helping young people of all ages learn new skills, new talents, and to be able to apply those. There are entrepreneurs and small business owners that are passionate about their craft. You have an idea, and you want to deliver that idea to the marketplace. You're focused. You're intense. You're leading others in your company. Even if it's a company of one, you're pulling together resources and operations so that you can influence a result and create value in the marketplace. There are veterans in our nation who have completed their service to their particular branch, but they've not completed their service to America. Many veterans are passionate about serving America and are looking for ways to help. Educators, entrepreneurs, and veterans, passionate people that all recognize the challenges that we face in the country, the weak economy, a divided America, and fading national pride. What do you do? What do you do when you're frustrated? What do you do when you're frustrated with the scenario and you really want to make something happen? One of the ways to look at this is not to look at it through the lens of something that you have to figure out all by yourself. None of us can do all of this by ourselves. If you look at great moments in American history, and I love to use the experience in going to the moon as an example. In 1961, President Kennedy issued a challenge, and the challenge was that we're going to figure out how to get men to the moon and return them safely to Earth. And at the time, we had no idea how we'd pull it off. We didn't have the technology. We didn't have the information, all the computing capability that we needed. But we had a mandate. And the mandate is we're going to the moon, we're going to land safely, and we're going to return safely. Now, we've got a little less than 10 years to figure it out. I suggest we're in the same place here in America right now. You can parse statistics however you want, but if you look at where we are as a nation, the amount of debt we have is out of control. The deficits are ridiculous, unfunded liabilities. And worse yet, the economic impact of people who are not fully engaged in the marketplace. What does that mean? Well, you can look at the statistics. For example, one that's often quoted is there are 94 million people out of the workforce. And that includes everybody from the 16-year-old who is looking for a part-time job to somebody that is retired that now needs to find another way to supplement their income, to the single mom that needs to get a part-time job, to the person that's been downsized, to the person that's on disability. There's lots of different variables. But the fact is, that's just the people that the Bureau of Labor and Statistics say is out of the workforce. Then there's the 5% that are unemployed, depending on which you rate you look at according to the statistics. There are a lot of folks out there that are not satisfied with where they are financially. And that's roughly about 100 million people in America. That's about a third of our population. So we have a ton of debt as a country. We have a bunch of people who are not financially satisfied with where they are. And at the same time, we have this challenge with the country that is pulling us apart. That division is leading to a fading of our national pride. So the question is, if we're really going to do something about it, how do you pull that off? And if you've been a listener to the Making America Strong Again radio program, it's what we've been talking about for months and months and months and months. Part of the strategy that we have been working through is a way that we can collectively come together and create an impact that is something that will not only last for a little while, but can impact generations. Because what we're talking about here is not something that we can wave a magic wand and get something done in 10 minutes or less. It's not something that one political season or a couple of cycles is going to change. As a matter of fact, it's nothing that a political party is going to fix. The fact is, it's going to take people in the grassroots of America who come alongside one another with an objective not only to improve their own lives, but to improve the lives of people around them. The people that they educate, maybe their kids, maybe those in the classroom, maybe the people that they work with, maybe the veterans with whom they stand together. One of the things that we have looked at is how you begin to bring this idea of education and entrepreneurship and veteran service together in broad categories. And we've looked at ways that we can influence the local community. And that's part of what I want to share with you today. What you'll begin to notice in the Making America Strong Again radio program and all of our other materials and our regular email correspondence, if you're on our distribution list, we're going to begin to enhance the conversation that we have because we are moving into a very aggressive mindset because it's time for action. We often talk about the idea of rebuilding America through the power of small business. What does that really mean, and how do you do it? We have a blueprint for it, a blueprint that was written 3 years ago in 2013. It's a blueprint that talks about inspiring a nation and implementing grassroots chapters and influencing global entrepreneurship. And what I'm sharing with you today is the actual practical result of 3 years' worth of work to actually prepare and execute that blueprint. So where do we begin? We begin with a very simple three-step plan to inspire leaders, to challenge communities, and to produce results. inspire leaders, challenge communities, and produce results. What do I mean by those things? Well, let's talk about inspiring leaders. You often hear from folks that have been in combat that one of our tasks when we go into a field of battle is to capture the hearts and minds of the local people. I submit to you that right now in America, one of our first jobs is to recapture the hearts and minds of the American people. Because there are a lot of folks in our nation that have no idea what makes America exceptional. As a matter of fact, even that phrase, American exceptionalism, is perceived by many as one of boasting, of pride in a way that is totally inappropriate. I'm better than you. We're better than you. That's not what it means at all. It never did. What's exceptional about America is that we were founded on the idea of the consent of the governed. In other words, the people, we the people, are the ones that make the decisions. So if we're going to rebuild America, first thing we have to do is recapture the hearts and minds of people and do it in a way that demonstrates why we're exceptional, not only abroad, but at home. As a matter of fact, if we begin with the stories that are very practical about why we're exceptional right in our backyards, we can make a big impact. So how do we inspire leaders to begin that process? How do we raise up leaders all across America who will then help us challenge their communities to think the same way? Well, we do it through film. We do it through movies. We do it through motion pictures. Why? Because people don't read like they used to. If we can't communicate in short video, if we can't communicate using very high-impact films and motion pictures, you leave out a vast majority of the population. If you can't grab people's attention in a way that brings them into your idea and connects them powerfully, emotionally, they'll miss. So if we inspire leaders by telling stories that they want to hear, that they want to know more about, that connects them not only with their local impact, but America's impact at home and abroad, now we have a chance to step up and challenge our communities. And challenging our communities is a big deal because we have to look through a new lens. We have to create a new paradigm, a new way of seeing the world where we are coming together in a nonpartisan frame to make a big impact. When we come back from the break, we'll drill into challenging our community and producing results. We'll be right back.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.
Hi, this is Steve Schwartz with PDGo.com. PDGo is a great system that enables you, the owner of a small business or organization, the ability to update your website yourself anytime you want to without being a techie. You don't have to know any advanced programming skills or tech jargon whatsoever. Just click, type, save, and test. Take a look at PDGo.com to see samples of our work or to give us a call. Again, PDGo.com.
Hi, this is Kelly Fisher, a supporter of the Making America Strong Again mission and your local real estate professional here on the Treasure Coast. It has been my honor to serve our community here in Vero Beach since 2003, and with over 1,500 home sales over the past 21 years, it's my hope that you will consider the Kelly Fisher team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's International Realty for all your real estate needs. It's also our desire that every family has a home and every home has a family. And we have partnered with the Homeless Family Center of Vero Beach to work toward that goal. When you buy or sell a home with the Kelly Fisher team, we will make a substantial contribution toward alleviating homelessness in our hometown. To be a part of this great mission, please call us at 772-321-6905.
Welcome back to Making America Strong Again, the program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Once again, here's your host, Steve Olds.
Thanks again for being with us today. We're focusing on what it really means to bring a team of heroes together, a team of folks that are passionate about working together to rebuild America. Folks that have that warrior spirit love to be on high-performance teams, educators, entrepreneurs, small business owners, veterans, people who have a passionate heart for our nation. We talked about overcoming the challenges of a weak economy, a divided America, and fading national pride, and how there must be a simple way to come together to rebuild America through the power of small business. If we inspire leaders to challenge communities and produce better results, we could get something done. But what does that really mean? If we're going to inspire leaders, what are we inspiring them to do? We're inspiring them with great motivation, great passion, to rediscover that shining city on a hill. But if you think about, what are they actually going to do? The idea of bringing a leader in a community together with other leaders in the community, what are they actually going to get done? Because right now we have leaders of all sorts, right? We have political leaders, we have business leaders, we have support organizations, we have pastors, we have educators, we've got all kinds of folks that are doing their absolute level best in a community to make it the best place it can possibly be. We believe that people want to make their community a great place. So if we presume that's the case, then how exactly are we going to do anything to make that even marginally better? I don't know about you, but in most towns I know, people aren't looking for outsiders to come in and tell them what to do. Matter of fact, that's usually a recipe for a disaster and an immediate no. What we're talking about is inspiring leaders in communities who recognize the opportunity to come together and look at life a little differently, look through a different lens. You may know the term paradigm. A paradigm is simply a way to look at the world, a way to look at things. We're talking about creating a new paradigm. And that new paradigm is one that comes inside of a community, starting with inspired leaders in that community, through a process that is all about complementing the existing resources in a community, not competing with them. Looking through a lens that's nonpartisan. American for sure. American advocates, definitely. But not here to pitch a political agenda. There is an ecosystem in every community, a business ecosystem. In other words, small businesses, medium businesses, chambers of commerce, small business development centers, SCORE, community colleges, larger universities, business incubators, all kinds of stuff in a community, depending on the community, depending on the size of the area. There are resources that already exist. There's a business ecosystem. Even if you had a great business widget and you could bring that business widget from an inspired leader who was fired up about helping new companies, you could make an impact, probably a marginal impact when we're talking about a national growth. So how do you make a big impact? Well, here's where I submit we have to be looking at a different paradigm. Much like the paradigm President Kennedy initiated about going to the moon and coming back, that was a new paradigm because nobody had any idea how we were going to overcome an impossible task. Our premise is that when you look at the lens through education and entrepreneurship and the veterans, there are resources in the community right now that are completely outside the business ecosystem. And the idea that traditionally business is all about competition, we have to compete with each other, we have to get our numbers up, and the idea that if I'm going to get better, that means you're going to lose. Well, part of the challenge that we face in America right now is, with our big economic challenges, we have to look at doing business differently. So suppose we could come into a community and we could challenge the community to come alongside one another in a way using a framework that allowed us to lift up the community at large, lift up the businesses, lift up the educators, lift up those chambers of commerce and those business support organizations, and to actually help them increase their capacity. How do you do that? Well, there are 100 million people in America that want to increase their return. There are 100 million people in America, a big percentage of them. Some, I'm sure, want to just sit home and play video games and watch TV. But there are some that would love to improve their lot in life, which means if they knew there was a way for them to help, if there was a way for them to generate revenue, if there was a way to come alongside an inspired movement that could serve the community and serve themselves, they'd do it. What they're looking for is leadership. That's the reason we have to begin with inspired leaders. We need leaders in the community that are willing to look through a different lens, willing to look through a different paradigm. What do we see when that happens? We see communities that become like lighthouses. Lighthouses that bring that power of small business to a whole nother level. A level of teamwork, a level of unity, a level of productivity that we've not seen before. Why? Because we're doing things differently. What is it going to look like? What it's going to look like is we don't have any idea right now. What we do know is when people begin to think differently and challenge each other, great things happen. President Kennedy challenged us to figure out how to get to the moon and get back safely. What happened? July 20th, 1969, we figured it out. We left, we planted ourselves on the moon, and we came home safely. Right now in America, we have almost $20 trillion in debt. We have to figure this thing out, and we have to figure it out by working together. So if inspired leaders challenge local communities to think differently, but do it in a way that's not designed to make them the bad guy, but is designed to come alongside and support them in creative ways, so that we can then move to the third step, which is to produce results, we can then share the impact in communities all across the country. So how do we do it? What's the first step? If we're going to inspire leaders, we can't get any place unless we have a group of inspired leaders that want to take this message to their community. It starts with the film. It starts with telling them a short, powerful story that really moves them and moves them to action, moves them to want to be part of challenging their community, moves them to a place where they want to serve. They want to be part of a big picture solution. We have created, and if you have a pencil handy, go ahead and write this down, or I guess that's old school now. Pull out your smartphone and type this in, www.grassrootscrowdfunding.com, grassrootscrowdfunding.com. When you go there, you're going to see a short film. It's a short 4-minute film that tells the story about this production that we're creating to inspire the leaders in the local community. You'll see that we put together a strategy that rewards those that want to help us, because getting this message right is hugely important. And we're not doing this on our own. We've actually brought together a team of world-class experts that are award-winning filmmakers, that are entrepreneurial icons in Michael Gerber. Larry Schweikert and his team, which you've heard on this program before, have produced award-winning films. And we're bringing veterans of all stripes together, business executives, and we're going to tell a story that is going to motivate people. It's going to motivate them to do what? To challenge their communities. When we challenge our communities to produce better results, guess what happened? We produce results. We strengthen the economy. We unite our local citizens. And then we create what we call a humble pride, knowing that we're doing good work in our local area. And then we avoid the catastrophic meltdown that America is headed towards. That may sound a little over the top, but if you look at the numbers and you listen to all the folks that really know what's going on, we've got a challenge ahead of us. We would much prefer to lead Americans to rediscover that shining city on a hill by our inspiring leaders, challenging communities, and producing results. So do me a favor, please. We need your leadership, and even the free reward that we have in that package will help you help us get the word out. www.grassrootscrowdfunding.com. Pick one of the rewards, even the free one, and you'll be in the loop, and you'll see and be able to help us track this, because we're going to measure the results that we produce on a local, a statewide, and a national scale. You're the heroes in this story. You're the ones that are going to decide if we can bring a warrior spirit together to rebuild America through the power of small business. We want you on this journey.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.